We are holding today on Bab Lamed Ten. We're going to begin at the beginning of Tes Omid Beis with the words Itamar, right there on the line up on the bottom. Itamar Chal Rosh Chodesh Liyos Be'atat Tzaveh. Suppose Rosh Chodesh now comes out on Parsha Satat Tzav, which is the Parsha prior to Kitisa, which is Parsha Shkol. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha. What we do is like this. Karushita Be'atat Tzaveh Ad Kitisa. So now six of the Kruim read the regular Parsha Sashavua, which is Atat Tzaveh. And then we have now Chad, one person, the Oila, who is the Matir, is now going to read from Kitisa until the Pasik V'yasisa Kion Nechoshes, and that is the Parsha of the Machtes HaShekel, which Paschal HaShmuel that we're talking about over here is the Parsha Shkolim. So that means that, like on any other Parsha, where it comes out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we do the same thing basically, and when it comes out in Atat Tzaveh, we don't make any distinctions. By the way, Tosfos points out earlier that what the Gemara means over here when it says six read from the Parsha Shavua, one who is the Matir reads Kitisa. It says going according to the Ikra Din, which is the way we paskin, but it's not the way that we're knowing, that actually the Matir is counted in the minyan of the Shiva Kruin. Since nowadays the minig is to read the Matir, to have him separate from the Shiva Kruin, so the Gemara here also would change. Of course, it doesn't mean that we can count the Matir suddenly just because it's Parsha Shkolim. But we would basically, we would do whatever we do in any other shop. Taina Zabaya, how can we do that? Gemara Abaya inked. If you're going to say what you're saying, so then what's going to be? And they would say, Amri, people will say, people that are there sitting there in shul, would assume that Akumio de Kumukmi also. They would think Parshas Tetzaveh goes on till that point, because basically what you're doing is you're reading straight through from the beginning of Atat Tetzaveh. Olomar Abaye, therefore says Abaye, we can't do that. We need to have six kruin of Atat Tetzaveh. And indeed, those six kruin continue on all the way through the beginning of Kitisa Ad Viasita, in order to have that as the Parshas HaShavua. And then the seventh goes back and rereads what had already been read to read from Mikitisa Adviasisa in terms of doing it for Shem Parsha Shkolim. So now when they hear that he goes over what they already read, so then it will be clear to them that this must be read because of Parsha Shkolim and not because it's part of the Tzav. That's the more amazing. Chal, if Rosh Chodesh comes out, Lihyais Parsha Smuchal, as we said earlier, it comes out on the Parsha which is right before the Parsha or right after the Parsha of Shkolim, Ben Milafanea, Ben Milachareha, which of course would include Atat Tzavah before. We read Parsha Shkolim, and then we read it again. Now the Gemara assumes that it means that we read it again on the same Shabbos, and we already know that what it means Koflimota is that it doesn't matter if we read it 2 weeks in a row, but assuming that it means Koflimota on that Shabbos, so then according to Abaye, and only according to Abaye, it would make sense. So then when it says that we would double the reading, that's because we read the Tetzav and included Kitisa in order to clarify that this is Parsha Shkolim, and it shouldn't just get absorbed in Tetzav, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa, who said that even when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in Tetzaveh, we're still not going to read it twice, and we just read it the sixth kruim and at the end of Kitisa, at the end of Tetzaveh, at the beginning of Kitisa, and then we just read Kitisa for Parsha Shkolim. So then it's kasha. Why does it say koflimota? How can you think that that's the pshat anyway in the Brisa? It means koflimota on the same Shabbos. Abaye minecha, but according to Abaye, with that assumption, so then the Brisa does work out, it still doesn't work out. Because it also says, it says me'achareha. So look, I mean, Tenach Lefanea, you can read the Braita that way that it means you have to double it. According to Abaye, on the same Shabbos, if and only if Parsha Shkolim comes out on the week before Kitisa. But what about if it comes out now, La'acharea? So La'acharea, Hechem Hashkacha, so how exactly are you going to make it work out at Koflimota if it means now that when you're holding now in Parshas Vayakel, that it would be Koflim on the same Shabbos? What possible purpose? There would be no reason to do it twice. So the only way out of this, anyway, according to Abaye himself, is to recognize that when it says that you're kofel, it means koflab shabbatot, that you read the same words of the parsha two shabbatot in a row. Fine, that's true. So if it comes out before, that's true going to me too. If it comes out before, you're going to read kitisa as the maftir the week before, and you're going to read kitisa as the parsha the week after. If it comes out after, you're going to read kitisa as the parsha the week before, and then you're going to be reading it as a maftir again for the next week. And therefore, no matter how you look at it, it works out perfectly good. So therefore, if that's the case, you're going to have to admit that that's when it's even according to Abaye, that that's the case when it comes out afterwards, when we say also that if it comes out before, it means koflim, means koflab shabbatot. Now, there's another machlokas here, as follows. We haven't discussed yet the case where Parsha Shkolim actually falls in Kitisa. So let's say now, it falls in Kitisa, how do we exactly work out? Now we go back to the beginning of the Parsha, there's also a machlokas. In Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, we deal, indeed, Karushita, we read the six kruim. What they do is, they start the Parshat HaShavua, not at the beginning, from the word Kitisa, rather we skip to V'yasita Kiyor Nechoshet, which is after the Psukim that otherwise would have been read for Parsha Shkolim. We read through till the end of the Parsha now with the six kruim until Vayakel, which is in the beginning of the next Parsha, and then the seventh goes and reads from the beginning of the Parsha. Kitisa ad V'yasita. Matkifla Abaye. So Abaye was said, so then if that's what those, if that's what they do, then Hashta Amrei, people will Neshul will say, Shalom Afreu Dekori. Basically, he read the Parshas HaShavua, but he read it a little bit confused, and he read it backwards, and he added the first part at the end, but they're not going to recognize that the Kriya was because of Parshas Shkolim. They'll simply think that he made a mistake in how to read Parshas Kitisa, which is the week's Parsha anyway. Elo Amar Abaye, therefore it says Abaye, the only way to do it is Yav Shisa, that read from the beginning of Parshas Kitisa all the way through until Vayakel, Ad Vayakel. And then one goes back, again, exactly as I said to do in the other case, Chatoni V'Kori, another one reads now, the Shvi reads from Kitisa Ad V'Yasita, and indeed, Kani Kavasid Habaye, Chal Yosbech Kitisa, for Shkodesh comes out not to be in Parsha Kitisa Atzma, Korinota V'Koflinota, and then we're going to read twice on the same Shabbat, we're going to read Kitisa once at the beginning of the laning for the Rishon, for the Kohen, and once now for the Shvi, or according to the way we do it, of course, it will be for the Matan. Now, in the Mishnah, the next piece of the Mishnah read, Chal if Rosh Chodesh comes out sometime during the following week, so then we have to do it on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and not on the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, because if we do it after Rosh Chodesh, we won't have the full 30 days in order to prepare, or the full 15 days, if we say that we're doing it according to Shemagam Aliyah. But in any event, but there's no choice but to have the full amount of time that is required. Now, the question is like this. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyot Erev Shabbat. So what happens now if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on the Friday? So Rava Magdimin, what we do is we read Parsha Shkolim a full week before, as it says in the Mishnah. Shmuel says that Shmuel Amar in this particular case, Ba'achrin. What we do is we read it the day after Rosh Chodesh. And now what's the machlokas? Because Rava Magdimin, Rav says, what choice do we have? We have to be Magdim, because in Cain, if you put off Parsha Shkolim until tomorrow, which is Shabbos, which is now a day after Rosh Chodesh, so then Batzilu Yomeshochunas, and you're not going to have the correct number of days for the Zman, for the people, the banks to be open to collect the Machzis HaShekel. We said that we have to have 2 weeks before the time that the banks open. Where Shmuel says, Ma'acharin, what would be the reason? Omar Lecha, Shmuel will say, look, Sof, let me ask you something. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos, Lemaisa, it's not going to make much of a difference now, is it? Because the 15th, in that case, will fall out on Amale Shabbatam, because it's going to fall out on an Erev Shabbos. So if that's the case, so Chamisha Sarba Adar is going to come on Erev Shabbos, the Shulchanos lo nafki at chad b'Shabbat. The Shulchanos are not going to go open up on an Erev Shabbos because it's not Kavanah Shabbos. If this is the first day, all of a sudden we're going to be Isaac and other things. People are busy for Shabbos. So Lemaisa, you're going to be putting off now the time for the collection. If that's the case, if that's the case, then we might as well read it, the Parsha Shkolim, on Shabbos, even though it's a day after Rosh Chodesh, because Lemaisa will have the same amount of time until the time of the Shulchanos, and it's certainly a better idea for us to put off the Kriya in order that we don't have to make that 1 week hafsaka between Shkolim and Zohar, says Rashi, because what we'd really like to do is have the Arba Parshios and the Arba Shabbatot, one after the other, whereas the way you're going to read it, we're going to basically have to break for one Shabbos and not read any of the Arba Parshios. It's not. So now we have the Chor, what appears to be a proof to Rav's approach. It says in the Mishnah, Chal Li Yais, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, Betolcha Shabbat. Betolcha Shabbat seems to mean any time during the following week, that we take a break and we do the Kriya the week earlier. So my lot is the Mishnah not talking about a case in which even a few Erev Shabbos. It says B'tocha Shabbos. Doesn't B'tocha Shabbos include Erev Shabbos, which is exactly what Rav says? That even in a case where comes in Erev Shabbos, we have to read the next day, rather the week before. It says the Gemara, look, it's talking about B'tocha Shabbos. B'tocha Shabbos means within and towards the center. In other words, it's surrounded by days. That's right. Toch. And if that's the case, so then if it comes out in Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, it's not really Toch. So Toch HaShabbos is Dafka. But if it's Erev Shabbos, then it's not surrounded by Yemei Chol, and therefore it's not really Betoch. Tashma, Ezohi Shabbat Rishona. It says like this. What is the first Shabbos of the Arba Parashas? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Yod Betocha. Anytime where Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal during the course of that week, the following week, so then that Shabbos is the Shabbat Rishona, the time to say Parsha Shkolim, Ve'afilo be'Erev Shabbos. And here it says, even on Erev Shabbos. And I assume, I love that the meaning of this brisa is afilu, meaning even if Rosh Chodesh is Chal be'Erev Shabbos, then it's the same thing as Tocha. It's saying that whatever is Betocha, even when it's Erev Shabbos, it's also considered to be Betocha. So then that means that just like Matocha, when Rosh Chodesh comes out mamish in the middle of the week, clearly Magdimim, you have to be Magdim to read the Shabbos before, everybody agreed? So therefore, half, even in the case where Rosh Chodesh was Chal be'Erev Shabbos, we're also Magdimim to read it in the Shabbos before, which is exactly what Rav said. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel will answer that no. The meaning of the Braisa, when it said, Kol Shechal Liot Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Betocha, means Ba. That it means that the Shabbos, it's going to be Chal on Shabbos itself, not in the week before. And as what it's saying is, the Braisa means to say, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, that even when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, and as a matter of fact, even if it's on Erev Shabbos, it's as if it was Chal on Shabbos itself, and we read Parsha Shkolim then on the first Shabbos of Chodesh Adar, and that's exactly like I say, says Shmuel. V'chein Tana Devei Shmuel, and indeed, the way that they say over this Brice from the Tosefta, Tana Devei Shmuel, they say the words, Ezohi Shabbat Rishona Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyot, not Betocha, but rather Ba. And so that means that they are consistent in this approach, and that the Brice was not referring to the case of coming out in the following days of the Shabbos, it was referring to the case where Rosh Chodesh is the Shabbos, and it's saying where Rosh Chodesh is the Shabbos. The truth is, even if Rosh Chodesh is the Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos is also Parsha Shkolim. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to say that the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is Ketanoi. We know that there is an equivalent Machlokas Shabbos in the Gabi Shabbos. It says, Misargin LeShabbato, that the four Parshios are actually read B'Serugin. Sargin means, in other words, that there's a Hafsaka between one of the Shabbatot and the other. So that would must be the case where Rosh Chodesh Adar is not Chal on Shabbos itself. So then we have a broken soreg, which we know is the same words as the word soreg now is used as a metalwork in front of a window, which doesn't cover the complete thing. So that we have holes, and we have holes between the shops. So it says to be reviewed on this. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer ein misargin, that actually the four parshas are read one Shabbos after the other without a break. Om Reb Shimon ben Elazar ematay ani Omer ein misargin. But when do I say this that we're not misargin b'Shabbatot? Zman shechal liyotzer b'erev Shabbos. What I mean is that even Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out, even if it's not on a Shabbos, it comes out at least on an Erev Shabbos. So then you can reach Golan after Rosh Chodesh one day, and everything is fine, basically like Shmuel was saying. Avu b'zman shechal, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out betoch HaShabbos, and of course I agree that Magdim v'korei mishabbat shavra, then you have no choice but to leave a hole, because you're only going to have to reach Golan in order to have enough time for the banks to be set up. So it has to be mishabbat shavra. And even though we read it Avu pishu shvat, even though that's really not part of Adar, nonetheless, we view it as the part of the Arba Parshas, and therefore, in that case, I would agree that there are, of course, Serugins. So that means that basically, Rabbi Yehuda, unless he ends up holding like Rab, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying exactly like Shmuel. Okay, so apparently it was an early machlokas. Now, the next thing that we said in the Mishnah was Bashniya Zachor. Okay, so says the Brezikas, it's Purim, the Maimer, the machlokas Amoroim. So Purim, if you have Purim means Stam, the 14th of Adar. So if the 14th of Adar comes out on an Erev Shabbat, so then Rav says Magdimim. What we have to do is we have to read Parsha Zachor on the previous Shabbos, where Shmuel Amar Machrim. We can read Parsha Zachor on the actual Shabbos of Purim, of the Mukafim, in other words, on the 15th, which is what we call Shushan Purim. What's the machlok? As Rav Amar Magdimim Keichad Lo Tikdon. I mean, look, Rav says, of course we have to be Magdim before Purim, because you don't want to have the Asiya, which was the actual Mechiyav Amalek, on Purim, Lezechira. You don't want to have first the Asiya and then say, oh, and by the way, we'll remember the next day, oh, and by the way, that was a mitzvah, the Zechira of the mitzvahs of Mechiyav Amalek. where Shmuel says, Amar Ma'achrin, what's his logic? Amar Lachar, Kiva De'ika Mukafim. Look, I mean, it's not as if we're Ma'achrin. I mean, it's still in the middle of Purim. There are all of the cities that are Mukaf Choma, and today they're going to be the Avdi Chameshar, and they're going to be making Purim today on the same day. So then that means that Asiya, the actual destruction of Amalek on Purim, and the Zechira, which is the Kriya from the Torah of the Mitzvah to be Mukhtim Chesech Amalek, ends up coming out by the Adarikat, and since it falls out together, we have no problem with that. There seems to be a raya to Rav Shita, because it's not, it says in the Mishnah, Bashnia Zachor. And now, assuming, the Gemara does right now, that this is going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yoz B'Shabbos. So if that's the case, if assuming that this is continuing from that case, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Shabbos, and when it says now, Bashnia Adar, let's think of Zachor, let's think about this, because it has to be that Shpurim, now the 14th, came out on an Erev Shabbos, and nonetheless it says that Bashnia Zachor. So in other words, even though Purim itself is coming out on Erev Shabbos, it's the second Shabbos, the week afterwards is the time that we're going to be reading Parsha Zachor, which means that that week before, which over here is now 2 weeks, basically, before Purim, almost, there's 13 days, it's clearly a riot to what Rav says, that even though when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, that we have to be the Shnia, the second Shabbos from Shikolim, is Zachor, which is exactly what Rav said. Rav Papa says, yes, that's only if you make the assumption, however, that the Mishnah is referring to the same case. But the things that here is that the next words in the Mishnah are not going back to the beginning of the Mishnah that talks about a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos. It's talking about the following case, where it says, Chaliyos B'Toycha Shabbos. There, the Mishnah itself said that you have to be Makdim to the week before, and you do the Hafsaka. On that part of the Mishnah, it says, B'Shniya, meaning the week after the Hafsaka, is Zachor. That's the Pshat. So my Shniya, the meaning of the word Shniya is Shniya LaHafsaka. It's the second Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos after the Shabbos that was the Hafsaka. That's when we will be reading Zachor. Okay? In which case, we cannot really bring a Raya from here at all to the Das of Rav. Tashma, Ezo, let's bring another Raya. Ezo, Shabbat Shniya, what is considered to be the second week? Kol Shechal Purim Liyot Betocha, whenever Purim comes out within the week. V'yafilu B'Erev Shabbos. Oh, so in other words, what the Brisa seems to be saying is that Erev Shabbat Umya Detocha. In other words, the case where even when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos is the equivalent of the case when Purim would come out smack bang in the middle of the week, let's say on a Wednesday or something, right? There's no difference, and we'd have to go back and read it the week before. So what's that look? Just like Tocha, if Purim comes out in the middle of the week, Magdimin, we read now Parsha Zochor in the week before. So Af, even in this case where Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos Mamish, it says Afilu Erev Shabbat. So same thing over here, would have to be Magdimin to read Parsha Zochor the week before, which is what Rav says. Oh, my Shmuel can tell you that when the Braisa said Kol Shechal Purim Liyot B'Tocha, it was talking about where Purim is on Shabbos itself, meaning that even in a case where Purim would come out on an Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself, so that would be the equivalent of its coming out on Shabbos, and we read Parsha Zohar in the following Shabbos. V'chein Toni Devei Shmuel, in the words that Shmuel reads here, is Ezo Hi Shabbat Shnia Kol Shechal Purim Liyot Ba. As long as Purim will come out in the Shabbos itself, so then we will also be able to read now Parsha Zohar on that Shabbat, so that according to Shmuel, this would include the case where the 15th indeed it comes out now, and together with the Kriya would be together with the Asiya. Now, what happens when Purim falls out on not Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos? In other words, Purim is, Shabbos is the 14th. Omer Avuna. In that case, the Vyakol in Magdim. Nobody would say that you have to necessarily have the Kriya before the Asiya. All would agree, even Rav would agree in this case, that that's not called being Magdim Asiya Lezachira, because, okay, so they're coming on the same day. Whereas Rav Nachman, Omer Adaini Machlokas. Even in this case, says Rav Nachman, according to Rav, you'd have to be Magdim, because we need that the Zechira should come before the Asiya, even for people that are keeping Purim on the 14th. And it's not sufficient to have it all on one day. And in fact, Itmar Nami, we see, like Rav Nachman says, in the following, that Omer Abchia Baraba, Omer Rababa, Omer Rav, and of course he was coming to be Mazbin, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that Purim Shechar Liyot B'Shabbat, Magdim Makori, B'Shabbat Shavra, Zachor. So here Rav himself is saying, indeed, the way he was understood, as Rav Nachman said, not the way that he was understood by Rav Huna. So that if Purim comes out on Shabbos, Rav is not Modeh, and we'd have to actually be Magdim. In order to be Magdim, there's a clear to be Asiya. The next piece we read in the Mishnah, especially Shit Para Aduma. So the third Shabbos will be Parshas Korah. Tanur Rabbanan Ezer Shabbat Shlishit. What is called the third? What defines now the third Shabbos to be Parshas Korah? Goshes Mulchal Purim Yachareh. The first Shabbos immediately after Purim. And yet Itmar Reb Chama Ber Lechanina Amar. The Shabbos of Parshas Korah is defined as the Shabbos has smuch al Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Shabbos that's right up against Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now is there a machlokas here? Says the Gemara. No. We'll oblige it because we have to take a look carefully at the calendar. When Reb Chama ber Rabbi Chanina says that Parshas Parah is the Parsha which is right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's absolutely correct in a case where the Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. So where Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself is on a Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas HaChodesh on the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. So then the Parshas Parah indeed will be the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not the Shabbos that's immediately after Purim, because in this case it works out that we have that extra Shabbos. And we want as much as possible to have Parshas Parah close to Pesach, because we want people to remember, and not to put it off and then forget completely, that they need to be mitaher themselves. Whereas the case, what we read in the Brisa of the Parshas Parah, is read usually on the Shabbos, which is after Purim, is indeed usually the case, because most of the time Ikla, Rosh Chodesh, is not going to come out mamish on Shabbos, it's going to come out Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the middle of the week. And if it's the middle of the week, then we have to be makdim to read Parshas HaChodesh in the Shabbos introducing Rosh Chodesh. And if that's the case, then Parshas Parah, of course, will end up being the only place where it can be, which is the Shabbos immediately after Purim. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is Berevi'i HaChodesh HaZeh. It defines now Parshas HaChodesh. Tanur Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Liot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, so first of all, we need to do, of course, Parshas Shkolim then. So Korim Kitisa, and Maftirim B'Yehoyada. And what is defined here is the Shabbat Rishonako, Shechal Liot, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Liot B'Tocha, Vafilu Berev Shabbat. Now this, of course, is the Braita that we've analyzed all along, and we saw the way that it's read, and works out according to the various sheets. Now, B'Shniya, Zachor, and then, when we read Zachor, on the second Shabbos, Maftir and Pakarati, we then read after Pakarati is a Shirasah, Amalek, Israel, the whole story of Shaul and Amalek. What defines Shnia? Shabbat Shnia? Koshechal Purim Liot Betocha, Vafilu Berev Shabbos. It's the week in which Purim is Chal, and again, we have our opinions about how to read Vafilu Berev Shabbos. Bashlishit, the third week of the Arba Parshas, is Parshas Parah, that's Parah Aduma. What is the Haftorah for that? For that Shabbos? The Maftirin, Vizorakti Alechem Mayim Tahrim Vitiyat. Ezoi Shabbat Shlishit, what defines now Shabbat Shlishit, Kosh Smucha L'Purim Yachareha, that which falls immediately after Purim, again, which is the norm where Rosh Chodesh Nisan does not come out on a Shabbos to give us an extra week. Revi'it, now the fourth Parsha is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and that's what we read for the Parshat HaChodesh, for the Parshat of the Arba Parshat, which is that week Parshat HaChodesh. U'maftirin, the maftir then would be Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Rishon B'yachad L'chodesh, so that we have now the Haftarah, basically, that describes the special Hanhoga of Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, Le'asilova, and so on. Rezoi Shabbat Revi'it. Now, what is the fourth Shabbos? The fourth Shabbos is, we read Parshas HaChodesh, Koshecha Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liot Betulcha, Ve'afilu Be'erev Shabbat. So whenever it is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall, even if it falls on the Erev Shabbos of the coming week, it's still considered to be now the time of the reading of Parshas HaChodesh, as it must be read before the coming of the Chodesh HaZeh. So it comes out that according to this, Shmuel would also have to admit that the word Betulcha, the word Betulcha that we're using, in this case certainly would mean what it meant and not the word ba. We can't have a case where we'll have the asiya coming before the shmiya, and therefore the case over here is the way it has to be read is afilu chalav shabbos liyot betocha. This leaves us in terms of the way that we would be noyeg, which is like Rav, except for one of the cases, and that is the case where Purim comes out on Shabbos, where we do not do what Rav said to do, be simply because Purim cannot come out on Shabbos now that we have a calendar that is Kavua Mirosh, so we don't allow this to happen for many other interrelationship, and therefore we can't really say what the halach is. But otherwise, we pass it now in a noyeg, like Rav in all of the other cases. And this is the, I think it's Kedai, to read here the Rashi that tells us the simonim of the Shana and so on, and this would be a very important now closure to the inyonim of Rosh Hashanah. One of the things that we left open were the interrelationship of the Shabbatot to the year. So let's take a look in Rashi. Zoi Shabbat Revi'it, Afilu Berev Shabbat, Behar Modeh Shmuel. This is the first Rashi on the Daf, where he takes us through the various possibilities, and therefore it's well worth our time to do this. It's a very central Daf in the establishment of the Sidrei Hayomim in that calendar. So Shmuel would agree, says Rashi, that the word Erev Shabbos is here meant to be understood as Dumya L'Tocha, that it's the same as when the Shabbos is in the middle of the Shabbos, when the Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of Shabbos, because in this case, if you're going to say that in this case we have to be ma'achrin, so then it would turn out that asiya would be kodma l'shmiya. And we don't want in this case to have the making Rosh Chodesh before the inyanim of HaKodesh HaZalachem. That's clear. And here we don't have the excuse of there being the people in Mukafim, of course, which has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Fine. In which case, says Rashi, we are knowing. I'm not knowing in the Kula Karav, we keep the minhag like Rav today, chutz mipurim shechal liyot b'shabbat atzma. The only case we don't keep like Rav is a case that can never happen. That is a case where Purim comes out on Shabbos, that yilo yikakol. It simply doesn't happen according to our calendar. The yom came because if it would happen, it would mean that Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on a Sunday, which would mean that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be a Monday. Because remember that Adar, that is the Samach Ovil and Nisan, is the Olam Chaser. So that means it only gives us 29 days, which puts off Rosh Chodesh by one day from the week before. In which case, Vim came, Havili Pesach, but that would mean by definition that if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Sheni B'Shabbos, then Pesach would have to also be on a Sheni B'Shabbos, and Kaimel and Delo Badu Pesach, the Olam. What we have been Kovei in our calendar is to make to make certain that that doesn't happen. Okay, so here we have our Rashi's Pirush of those parts of the Seder Hashanah that are missing to us. And let's just do this quickly so that we can be mashlim in the Yonim that we have in Rosh Hashanah. Vezoi Shabbat Revi'id, says Rashi at the beginning of the Daf, and we're on the top of Amud Beis. The Shabbat Revi'id is Koshechal Rosh Chodesh Yisan Liot B'Tocha, Filu Be'erev Shabbat. Now in this case, of course, Mahamodeh Shmuel, Be'erev Shabbat Domir Tocha. In this case, Shmuel is not going to say that we should be read it afterwards, even though it's Erev Shabbos is the time of the Rosh Chodesh, like he did on Purim, because the reason he did it on Purim, remember, was because at least you had Tetvav, in which you would have the Kriya and the Asiya at the same time. But in this case, if you're going to be Makdim, if you're not going to be Makdim, and you're going to read Parshat Chodesh on Shabbos, it's going to be after Rosh Chodesh. In this case, you would have made Rosh Chodesh before you even discussed the Rosh Chodesh. It was a little silly. And the halacha is that Anan Nodim Bekulik Rav, we finish, we do everything according to Ra, that is to say, we're Makdim, except for one case, which is the case of Purim that comes on a Shabbos Atzma, where over there we don't follow Rav simply because it's impossible the way that we have our calendar arranged. Such a thing will not happen. Because if it would happen, then Havi Rosh Chodesh Adar Be'echad B'Shabbat, the meaning of such an event would be that the first day of Adar would have had to be a Sunday in order for the 14th to be a Shabbos. And that would mean that Rosh Chodesh would have to now be it's Monday, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, always being as Adar, the Somach L'Nisan is Li'olam Chaser, so it's always now going to be one day off from the previous day, because the 28 days is the entire week, and the 29 puts it off by one day, so that you have the day afterwards now is going to be your Rosh Chodesh. Yim Kein, Havili Pesach B'Sheni B'Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Monday, so then the Pesach, the 15th, will also be a Monday. Kaimalan, the klal, however, is that you cannot have Pesach done on a Beis, not on a Monday, not on a Dalet, not on Yom Ravi, and not on a Erev Shabbos. The reason that we have that klal, of course, again, this is we arranged the calendar that it should work out that way, is because we don't want Yom Kippur to come out on, you have, the relationship over here is this, that if Pesach ends up to be a Sheni, and then the Yom Kippur is going to end up on a Sunday, and if Pesach is Kal and a Ravi, then Yom Kippur is going to come out on an Erev Shabbos. Now, both of these situations are intolerable for us because we don't want to have 2 days of Yisra Malacha, one after the other. And so because of that, we see to it that the Pesach cannot come out on a Monday, in which case we can't have our Purim, just in the concatenation of events over here, we cannot have our Purim Yadalid come out on Shabbos, because if it does, then that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have Pesach coming out on a Monday, which would mean that Yom Kippur is going to come out on a Sunday. And if Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday, we have a Shabbos and a Sunday that are both also Siyas Malacha, cannot bury the Mesim, cannot prepare food and so on, and vegetables, and therefore we see to it that it doesn't happen. But otherwise, indeed, we would have paskened like Rav. Now, what's important to us here, the simonim for the Seder HaParshios of the four Parshios. And here they are. So, says Rashi, what we have over here is the Yomim Haruin Lekvias Rosh Chodesh Adar. The only days that we could be Koveya, then Rosh Chodesh Adar would be Zavdu, the Shana Shabbos, on a Monday, on an Erev Shabbos, and on a Wednesday. Now, the simon of the Mesoret Hafsakat Parshiot, the simon that was given over for the Seder of how we work out the four Parshios is as follows. Let's take them one by one. Zatu. Okay, so we have Zatu. Now, Zatu is the Zelpir Zatu. Zatu means Zion, that is to say, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on the Zion of the Zavdu, so then the klal is Zion, that's Zatu. So Zion Shabbos, seventh day of the week, Tedvav. That means Yelach Hafsakat Parsha, Biyom Chamishasav Lo Yoter. There will be one missing Shabbos in between the four, and that is the Shabbos of the 15th. Because consider, if Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, that means we read Parsha Shkalim on that day. So Biyom Rosh Chodesh Karim Parsha Shkalim, the very next Shabbos, we're going to read Zachor. Why? Because we said in the Brisa before, and we paskin like Rav, which means that if Purim comes on, Erev Shabbos is going to read all the way the week before, and that's like the Mishnah said, B'shniyah Zachor. Now that's like Rav, the Yomer Purim Shkali Erev Shabbat, Magdimin. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and that means that Purim, the 14th, is going to be on Erev Shabbos, and we're going to be Magdim to the Shabbos before, like Rav, which means we have no Afsaka between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zachor. But on the third Parsha, third week, which is the 15th of the month, the Shabbat HaShlishit Shel Adar, which is the 15th, which is the day of Shushan Purim, but the day after Purim, which is why we're not reading it today, Parsha Zachor, we won't read anything. We're going to be mafsik because we're going to have now the next parasha. We're going to have enough time to have Pora all the way towards the end of the month. We want to do that to be remind people as much as possible, to as close a space as possible, to become Torah. So therefore, B'Shabbat Revi'it, which comes out now, the fourth Shabbos, which is going to be on the 22nd of the month, which is the parasha, which is Sumucha, L'Purim Shel Mukafim, that's going to be the parasha that's right after Purim, meaning Purim of Tesavav, Mi'achareim, that's when we're going to read Parasha Parah Aduma, which means that the day of the 15th, which is the Shabbos, that's the day that we're going to be skipping. And the next week, 22nd, is when we'll read Parah Aduma, K'tani B'Braita, Zoi Shabbat, Shal Parasha Parah, Koshes V'chala Purim Achareah. And the klal is, ukim naz, we just learned before, where Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out sometime during the week. In this case, v'zeyachu b'yachad b'shabbat, in this case, it's going to come out on a Sunday, which of course is sometime during the week, it's chol, then the parshat ha-chodesh is ready immediately after parshas parah. So korim b'shabbat shalachareha, because that Shabbos is going to be right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's exactly what we want. Shereisu b'chal Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now everything works out beautifully. We have Zion, and that parash means that Rosh Chodesh Chal on Zion. The only week that's going to be missing a parsha is Tetvav, and the other Shabbatot are going to all have one of the four parashiyot on them. Harei lecha pirish zayin tetvav zatu. Pirish bo. Okay, that means if Rosh Chodesh comes out now on a bait, then the hafsaka is going to be on the next Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. So the first Shabbos, I mean, after Rosh Chodesh, which is the 6th of Adar. Why is that? Because harei gdam to parashat shkalim shabbat shavra, you now have had to move, because of the fact that we are going to be marked in parashat shkalim, you've had to move parashat shkalim back to the previous week. Kiratan chaliyot betocha shabbat makdimim l'shavar. And that means that the Hefsek is going to be on the first Shabbos, which is now the 6th of the month, and there's no other Hefsek. Because the Shabbos, the next Shabbos, is going to be perfect for eating Parsha Zachar, because it's right before Purim. It's the 13th of the month. Purim is going to be on the next day. And the next Shabbos is going to be Parsha Parah Aduma, which is the immediate Shabbos after Purim. And the next day, which is going to be the next Shabbos, which is going to be the 27th of the month, is the time for Parsha Zachodesh, which is right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, that's Bu. So Bu, Rosh Chodesh Adar on a base, the only Hefsek will be on Avav, which is the first Shabbos after Parsha Shkalim, and Parsha Shkalim is read in the previous month, and therefore we don't have it. Okay, what's the Pirush of Dat? Dat means if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Dalet, comes out on a Wednesday, so then Telech Havsaka B'Dalet L'Chodesh Shabbat Shel Achar Rosh Chodesh. Then the next Havsaka is going to be on the 4th of the month. For the 4th of the month, of course, will be the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh again, because Igdam to Parsha Shkalim Shabbos Shalim Rosh Chodesh, you've had to go back into the previous month to read Parsha Shkalim. Everything exactly is like explained earlier, Kolatam Katam Pirusho Shel Bu in the Chod of Sakaba, and it works out exactly the same as it did in Bu. So there's your Pirush of Dat. And the Pirush of Vabayu. Okay, now Vabayu means if Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Vav, so then you're going to have two Afsakot. Okay, Rosh Chodesh, the first Afsakah is going to be the first Shabbos. So Yelach Afsakah Achat L'Yom Machar, Shuhu Sheni L'Chodesh. So then the Beis is going to be the second of the month. You're going to have a Afsakah after Rosh Chodesh that was on the Erev Shabbos. And then you're going to have another hafsaka on the Yud Vav of the month, on the 16th of the month, which is Yom Shisha Asar. Harishona is going to be Yom Achar Ketani Chalios V'Toch Shabbos Ordim L'Shavar. Now here again we pass like Rav. We went back to the week before. We read Parshas Shkalim. We're going to skip the next Shabbos, which is the second of the month, basically, and Mafsik and L'Shabbos Shnia. It's really like Rav Yom Rav Shabbos Adem Shishas. When it's Erev Shabbos, it's the same thing as being in the middle of the week, and we go all the way back to the Shabbos Shavar, and we don't take into consideration the Sfarah of reading at the same time. Mafsik and the Shabbat Haba'ah. We then have Hafsik for Parshas Zohar, and the Parshas Zohar itself has to come out a week later, which is going to be the 9th of the month. And the 9th of the month is the right next to Purim. The Shabbos after Purim, which is the 16th of the month, is going to be now the second Hafsaka. Even though in this case that Shabbat is Simucha to Purim Yachareo, we will still not read Purim Aduma, because as Rav Chama Bar Chanina said, Liel, the Hechad Echal Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbat, and in the case where Rosh Chodesh Nisan works out to be on a Shabbos, we read the Parsha Shlishit, B'Shabbat Asbuchal Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the unusual case that we said is the reason that the Brayta aren't sorcer each other. So that turns out to be a Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order Kadesh Tikra Parshat HaChodesh B'Shabbat Shal Rosh Chodesh, because then we're able to read HaChodesh Zalachem on the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, in which case we have the Parshas Parah on the week immediately before, which is the 23rd, and that means we're going to skip basically the Shabbos that's immediately afterwards. So that means the 16th is going to be skipped, and we'll move it till the 23rd. Derech Tzaras, Siman Yemei Kviyut, Rosh Chodesh Adar. So now this, that means that we made it very, very Derech Kotzer. We have the Zabdu, and now taking the Zabdu, which are the 4 days of which Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out, we have the Siman Afsakot. For the Zion, we have Zatu. For the Beis of the Zabdu, we have the Bu. For the Dalet, we have the Dad. And for the Vav, we have the Vabayu. All right? So then we have Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Shabes, which means the Zion, Afsakot Tesvav. Chal Rosh Chodesh of the Beis, the Afsakot is Bevav. Chal Rosh Chodesh Vada Bebat Dalet, the Afsakot is only on the Dalet. V'lo Yoter. And then we have the one case, we have the double Afsakot is Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Shishi, Afsakot B'Yom Sheni, the Chodesh, B'Yom Shisha Asar, the Chodesh, and that's the Beis and the Yud Vav. With the next piece of the mission. So the next piece of the mission says, B'chamishit, Chozrin, L'kisidrat. Now the fifth week we go back to the Seder, and we've already discussed this a little bit in the sugya earlier. What do we mean, L'seder? L'seder my. Which Seder? Revami Amar, L'seder Parshiot Uchuzer. We're actually going to go back. That means that during the four Parshiot, we did not read the normal Parshas HaShavua, Shabbat HaChamishit. We go back to read the Parshas HaShavua, which means that all seven people, all the seven Aliyahs in one of the Arba Parshiot, are going to be reading and going back and reading again, all, because even if we don't have enough to split, we read, everybody reads basically the same thing, we go over it. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, no, of course not. We read the Seder of Parshiot, it's just the Seder after Otu Chuzer, Shabbat Arba Parshiot. Here, we have our four Parshiot, we read together with the Parshat HaShavua, and the only thing is that the Haftar changes to be similar to the issue of the Arba Parshios, and we skip the Seder of the Haftaras that is standard. And the fifth Shabbos, we go back to the Seder of Taras that is linked to the Parshios HaShavua rather than being linked to the special events of the Arba Parshios. Omer Abaye Kavastu Ravami Mistar, it's reasonable that we were mafsik the Parshios, and not just the Haftaras, because the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, called mafsiki, it says there in the continuation that we're mafsik all of the Kriya for events, for special events. So Rosh Chodesh, Lechanukah, the Purim, the Tanis of Modus, the Yom HaKippur. Now, if you learn Bishleim Laman Yom, if you learn like Rabbani, who says that what the Hafsak is the Seder Parashios, in which case the Mishnah is dealing with when we interrupt the Seder Parashios to read something else, so then there's an explanation for the continuation of the Mishnah. And I know that's why in the Mishnah it says that we also will do the same thing for the Tiny Asimama. That's because you have the Ika Parasha Bechol, you have over here a Parasha, the Parasha that is being read Bimei Achol, so that those days which turn out to be Tiny Otamaramadot, we're mafsik the normal reading of the Parasha we read for those events. But according to Laman Yom, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who say this, that the meaning of the Mishnah is a Seder after Eresu Chozer, and there is no Hafsak of the Kriya and the Parshas HaShavua. So the Tanias of my mothers, of course, do not come out on Shabbos, they're only during the weekend. There is no, in the week, there is no Haftorah during the week. So Haftorah b'chol mi'ika. There's no such thing as Haftorah during the week, that the Mishnah should have to tell us that we're going to be mafsik the Haftorah for the Tanias of my mothers. It can only mean we're mafsik the Kriya. So the same way it means we're mafsik the Kriya for the Taniyot of my mother, so too it has to mean we're mafsik the Kriya for the Arba Parshas, so not the Haftorah. How does Rabbi Yirmiyahu explain this? Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, no, listen, mafsik, whatever it is, hakadita. In other words, the two parts of the Mishnah are referring to a different type of hafsaka, each one, which is appropriate, respective to whatever we're talking about. So during Yom HaTachol, of course, the hafsaka will be in terms of the actual Kriya, but on Shabbatot, we do have Torah. We're not mafsik decree of the Parsha Shavuot, we're matzik on the Daf Torah, and then we go back. When it says we go back, it means we go back to reading the Torah of the Parsha instead of the Torah, which has to do with the specific Me'ora. Yes, the Gemara, but Tainiyot, so why do we need to be matzik the Parsha Shavuot on the Tainiyot? Why is it that we can't simply read both of them together? Because after all, I mean, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he holds that we always are able not to be mafsik. Wherever we're able not to be mafsik the Parshas HaShavua, we will do our best not to be mafsik the Parshas HaShavua. So why is it that we are mafsik the Parshas HaShavua when it comes to the Tainis and not simply read both of them? Why can't we simply read in Shachris the Parshas HaShavua so as not to be mafsik? And by Mincha, we don't have any way of Kriya during the week. So the Mincha, we can go ahead and we can read the Tanit. And therefore, because then you do have a special Kriya Torah with Mincha. And this is the Gemara, since we said it earlier, we learned in Masechet Ta'anit that the time of the day is that everybody gets together and they come to Beit HaKnesset and we're Beidek, the Maisim, and we're Mazir people to do tshuva and so on. So over there, we don't have so much time now. This is an extremely busy time, and in that case, according to Rashi, seems clear that we're Mafsik means that we indeed don't read at all in front of Kriyas HaTorah because we simply don't have time. Whereas from the Rambam, it's clear that we do, in fact, read in the Tainiyot, at least Tainiyot that are Kavuais, we read during the Shacharis. Of course, here we're talking about the Tainiyot that were Goyzer because of the Peronios, so then in Achinami, the Tanyos that are coming together, so then in that time we read Mincha, and during Mincha what we read is not what we do today, but rather during those special times we read the Klolois, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. And here at this sugya we're talking about those Tanyos, not the Tanyos that are Kavuas. The thing is, though, that actually the Tur Paskins, that even there we would read in Shachris the Klolois, and in Mincha we would read via Chel Moshe and so on, and apparently the Tur understands that the Gemara, when it says Mitzafra Kanuf, it does not hold like the Pirush of Rashi. You don't do a Kriya at all, but rather, since everybody's gathering together, now is the time to read the types of things that will make an impact on those who are doing teshuva because of the Tanit. Because we have two basically different Pirushim in the Sugya, according to which comes out two ways of understanding the Halacha. If we learn that it means there's no Kriya at all, it means the only time that we have the Kriya is in what we call the Parshas HaShavuah, the Tanias, Tanias Tzibur, which is not what the Gemara is referring to over here, that are Tanias that are called for a particular purpose, in which those cases we don't read at all, or if you read, understand it like the Torah, then it means that there is a Kriya, but since it's Africa Nufia, we have the reading from the Parshas HaKlolos and not from the Parshas HaShavuot. Hechi Avdina, what is the Seder then of the day? This we had also in Tainis. Om Rabbi Mitzaf Lepagat Yoma, from the morning until Chatzos. Man Yinan B'Mili Yamata, we then check over, the Best in his Yoshev checks over all the things that need to be taken care of in the city, which people are not acting properly. Lepagat Yoma Lepanya, from the second half of the day until the evening, so we split that into two. Riva Diyoma, the first half, we are reading Koriyam Maftere, we read from the Torah, we're Maftere the Navi. The other half of the day, and that's the last half, Bo Rachame, and we are Mavakish Rachamim with Atfilas, with Avira Malkenu, and Semesh and Emma, because it says over there, Nesfu B'nei Yisrael B'tzom, Vayikaru B'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeyam, Revi Yisayon, Revi Yis Misvadim, U'mishtachavim, so that Vidui, and Shtachavoya, and Tfilas, that's the last half of the day. Ask the Gemara of April, why don't we split it now, and say that the two halves of the day are from the morning. So the Gemara lo salkatay. Ve'elai yasvu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael ad amal agola v'ani yoshev mishomim ad l'minchat ha'arev. Then it says, v'minchat ha'arev kamti mita'aniti. And there he explains, v'echra'al birkai v'efersakabay el Hashem. Because you see that the Zman in which we're supposed to be mevakesh rachamim was indeed towards the evening time. Morning time was the time in which we have the